This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
While the story of Gabby Petito was front and center and still remains in the mainstream, there were many other things happening in America and around the world. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I've been spoofing White Girl Gone because the Democrats needed that. But how many white girls can go missing to save the Democratic Party? 844-551-8255, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. So, while we were talking about Gabby Petito, I want you to know millions of acres were burning in the north, northwest, California, Montana, etc. A virtual blackout. Places that should be pristine and beautiful. Nope, not that way. Why? The forestation of America, where they won't let people cut down trees and, you know, make the right moves. Why? Because some beetle is there or some owl or whatever. So we watch year after year. They have fire season, and I know there's a fire season because there's lightning strikes. But you can mitigate it. Controlled burns, all that kind of stuff. The Department of Interior is responsible for that, but they get fought on those things. So fires are burning tens, you know, dozens, if not hundreds of houses, millions, if not billions of dollars worth of damage, and nothing happens. It happens year after year. They don't change any of the policies. Joe Biden didn't pay $500,000 in taxes because he used a tax loophole. That story, if it were Donald Trump, would be front and center, but it's not even mentioned. I dare you, go Google it right now and see what comes up. See how far down you got to go. Here's what's funny. If you Google it, it will reference Trump.
Trump didn't pay his taxes.
Now, keep in mind, Donald Trump gave away $400,000 to charity 4 years in a row. $1.6 million this man's giving to charity, paying his taxes, gave up all, he and his children, all business interests that could be considered a conflicts of interest. And what does Joe Biden do? Doesn't pay his taxes, and his son is connected to all kinds of illicit businesses that he shouldn't be, and he's got the protection of the big guy. I'll get more to him in just a second, because I just want to give you a few things of why the Democrats are in complete disarray, why they've got massive problems in their party. Maybe that will be what we dedicate this hour to. But some of this you're going to know. But sometimes when you put it in perspective and bring it all together, it's like, wow, I forgot about that. For example, Joe Biden bombed innocent Afghanis. He pretended he was going after real bad guys. And instead, they bombed a dude just making a living. He was doing nothing. They bombed him. Can you imagine if Donald Trump unleashed a drone that killed innocent people in Afghanistan? What would we be talking about? Would it be swept under the rug? Border crisis. What do I need to tell you about the border crisis? Haitians being run down on horseback, reminiscent of the old runaway slave days. You got Mexicans and Central Americans parked under bridges in Del Rio, Texas, waiting to get in. You got a million people who've been let in with no COVID restrictions whatsoever. Meanwhile, you got to deal with the COVID restrictions that Joe Biden wants to put on you with these draconian measures. And, I mean, do you see what people are starting to recognize here? Oh, there is that little problem still in Afghanistan before we get off that. Of Americans still left over there. And Joe Biden paying $68 million for ransom money to get an undisclosed number of Americans back. He paid to get CIA people back. I would have done whatever it took to get them back. But I wouldn't have paid. I can tell you that. I know some people that would have been absolute hell to pay if you didn't bring them back. The Taliban, if I were president, would have put our people on pillows and floated them to America. They would have thought they were part of Aladdin if I were president, because I would have put the fear of the Holy Maker in their hearts. You want to see Allah? You're about to meet him. What about that conversation Joe Biden had with the president of Afghanistan where he said, look, play along with this whole evacuation thing. And we were supposed to get transcripts of that. Remember when Donald Trump released transcripts of his conversations because there was such a clamor? Where's the clamor for Joe Biden to release his transcripts? Oh, Joe Biden also has this little bit of a issue going with the generals. Did they tell him to remove troops or not? Did they recommend it? And what did Joey Demento do? He removed the troops against four-star generals. He went against them. And they're saying, oh, he's a liar. I could go on with any one of these topics for hours. I talked about, you got Yang who left the party. You got Kyrsten Sinema and Manchin who are at the center of all this controversy because they're now considered centrist. And there's that disarray within the party because these are people going, what are we spending this money on? Now, if we can keep Sinema, I keep telling you guys, you better thank her. I was on a radio show and they go, well, you're not going to like everything she does. I go, I don't have to like everything she does. I don't like everything Trump did. But I'll be doggone if I'm not going to give you my appreciation when you do something right. I tell you what, if you're raising kids, how much do they do wrong? Quite a bit. When they do something right, what do you do? My son cleaned his room the other day really well. Actually, he cleaned what we call the Rapunzel room. I saw him. I said, hey, you did a great job cleaning that room. He's got a smile. One attaboy. That's all you need. One attaboy from time to time. Make it tough on him. Let him know, hey, look, I'm watching you. I'm going to make sure you do everything right because they're going to do a bunch of stuff wrong. Cinema is no guru. She's going to do stuff wrong, and you need to be there to tell her, hey, didn't like that. But when you give her that affirmation and you go, you know what? You did a great job on this budget thing. She's going to remember that. And go. And it isn't about, with kids, it's about pleasing parents. That's a good thing. That's why you are in a position of authority over your children. They want to please you. You're in a position of authority over Kyrsten Sinema. She works for you. Your congressman, your senator, they work for you. The president works for you. Somebody needs to tell Joe Biden this. So I want to just give you this. This is the news cycle that would be discussed, folks, if it weren't for Gabby Petito and if it weren't for a news journalist, I use it, the media, if you want to call them that, who don't want to tell you what's going on. The fires. How about the fire of Joe Biden not wanting to pay his taxes? Much more when we come back.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away. Put it back in your bank account and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
For 6 hours, the Democrats' propaganda machine, social media propaganda machine, Facebook, was down the other day. 6 hours. Welcome, everybody. We're talking about the Democrats' massive problems, and among those problems are the idea that Facebook can be shut down. I love that idea. I love the concept. I told you. I wish 6 hours was enough to put a dent in Zuckerberg to make him go, what just happened? I mean, I can only imagine the fires that were brewing over there with the IT staff and them trying to figure out who's hacking them and where and why. Probably came from China. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Hey, Chinese, if you did hack Facebook, I got to tell you, I'm not mad at you. Let's call it payback for the Wu flu a little bit. You haven't paid us back completely. Here's how the Chinese could pay us back completely, 100%. They could shut Facebook down for good, never let them operate again, and then go after Twitter. I want to see Zuckerberg broke before my lifetime. I want to see him destitute. I would sign up. We'll program for food. Jack Dorsey as well. I want all these leftists, Gestapo,
what do you want to call these guys? Is there a word bad enough for them? Skank doesn't cover it. But I want to see them broke. I want to see them have zero credibility. Nobody listening to them, no longer getting together in their little consortiums talking about how they're going to steal elections. I want them gone. China, if you do that, I'll forgive you on WuFlu. Glad you guys are listening. So much going on. 6 hours of off of Facebook, and you got to wonder, what were the little weenies over there doing, man? I'm talking about the people that use it, too. What were they doing? Because if Facebook was down, it probably means Instagram was down. I don't use them. It had zero impact on my life. But just like I don't watch NFL football anymore, I don't miss Facebook. There are so many places to get your news sources that if you are dependent on Facebook still, shame on you. Now, friends of mine said Telegram went down for a bit. Okay, another social media site went down. My website went down, theblacksphere.net. As far as I know, it may still be down. I'm not panicking. We don't make enough money on this stuff to say grace over. I can almost thank Zuckerberg for that. Because if you're dependent upon a source that you have zero control over how you make money, good luck with that. You better be producing a product somewhere along the way. A vision, a message, something that people can get behind and say, I want to do something with that. Which, by the way, I will tell you, if you go to our merch shop, because I used to hate merch shops. I was like, everybody thinks somebody wants to buy their T-shirt or their hat or their mug. It has nothing to do with that, at least not with us. It's not about advertising. Oh, Kevin Jackson, he's great. Here's the Black Sphere. Here's the Kevin Jackson Network. Yeah, that stuff's on there. It's about the message. How bold are you in putting that message up? Somebody comes to your house and you've got a mug. And it says something that we've got on there, and it causes a conversation, or you wear a T-shirt that causes a conversation, or a hat that causes a conversation. You want to know our most popular hat is the blue, the thin blue line hat. I mean, people buy it like crazy. Why? Because it says, I support the police, right there in front of your face. I support the police. We got a project right now going for people to give these prayer tags to cops. $5. Now, trust me, we can't, we're not making any money on this stuff. You take it, you give it to a police officer and let them know we're praying for you. I don't know what that's going to do to them. Some of them are going to go, thanks a lot. I've done it. And others go, man, you have no idea what this gesture means to me in this moment. And I go, I don't really need to know that. But I'm glad to know that this little gesture does have that meaning. You know, now sometimes they'll tell you, you know, I was upset. I had a fight with my wife or whatever. And, you know, thank you for this. Okay. That little touch, that little thing that says, man, I recognize your humanity. And here's what I do recognize also, while we're recognizing that humanity. Democrats and their massive problems. I just went through how many Gabby Petitos can die to kick stuff off the news, you know, out of the news cycle. Gabby Petito kicked fires burning millions of acres in California off. It kicked Joe Biden not paying $500,000 in taxes. Have you heard of the Pandora Papers? We'll get into that maybe today, but sometime soon. These are all these world leaders who are hiding tens, if not hundreds of millions of dollars in real estate and elsewhere. Leftists who claim they, we want to pay, everyone should pay their fair share. Joe Biden didn't pay his $500,000 in taxes because he skirted the system. What do you think is going to happen to him? Is it even in the news cycle? Google it. See what you come up with. He bombed Afghanis, you know, trying to cover like, oh, I'm tough on crime. Look at these people I killed. They killed our Marines. He hasn't done any retribution for the people that killed our Marines, nor has he done anything to get these Americans out except take your tax dollars and said, I'll pay the ransom. And I could go on. This economy. What do you think is holding this economy together? Let me ask you, what do you think the unemployment numbers are going to be for Joe Biden next month now that he's issued mandates and people are saying, I ain't getting your shot. I'll take my money. I'll let my wife or husband continue working at a job that does not require the stupid vaccine. I'm not getting it. And I asked earlier, what happens when the people who are vax crazy start watching their loved ones die? The children, the people that they like, you know, their friends, their family, when they start getting enlarged hearts and blood clots and GBS and all other kinds of ailments, what happens down the road when they themselves begin to suffer? Are they going to then speak out? Let me give you the answer. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. You're going to start hearing stories about, man, I took that shot and I'm not the same. I took that shot and my cousin took the shot. He died. His testicle got the size of a watermelon or whatever. You're going to start hearing these horror stories of whatever the cases are. And we're not talking about a little bit of hair loss or something minor in comparison. We're talking about major things. This is coming. Their Democrats have their problems, but they got a lot more problems that are going to be coming, folks. Now, I alluded to the economy. What do you think is going to happen with this unemployment? What do you think is going to happen when these businesses are completely disrupted? Chick-fil-A said they couldn't find enough employees to get to in certain locations. They can't find people to work. Profits go down. How do you think you withstand that? You're making a product, you're running two shifts, three shifts, suddenly you go down to two shifts, then you go down to one shift. What do you think prices happen to prices when there's not availability of product? They soar. That means inflation soars, which means the taxes are going to go up and the interest rates are going to go, not taxes, interest rates are going to go up. This is a losing battle for the Democrats. They don't even realize it. Wait until it happens. Watch it. And be ready for it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democrats are willing to step up and stop this economic catastrophe if Senate Republicans will just get out of the way.
President Biden with the threat for Republicans as he meets with business leaders on this busy Wednesday. Republicans are threatening to block the Democrats' party line vote, raising the debt limit by using a filibuster, which would require 60 yes votes in advance of just 51. Police in North Texas say the suspect in today's school shooting west of Dallas is in custody. Daniel Sesney with the Grand Prairie Police Department saying it was a total team effort among all the agencies.
The collaborative effort with the Arlington Police Department, the Grand Prairie Police Department, the Marshals, North Texas Fugitive Task Force worked very well together to get the suspect into custody very quickly. I can tell you there is no danger to the public. The public is safe and the suspect is in custody.
USA Radio News. The Department of Justice is out with fresh warnings that counterfeit pills which look normal are likely deadly with opioid fentanyl. In the past 2 months, the DEA has seized nearly 2 million fentanyl-laced pills across the United States. The United States is releasing a report on its nukes.
For the first time since 2018, the U.S. is revealing the size of the nation's nuclear stockpile, at least as of September of 2020. The National Nuclear Security Association says in a report that as of then, the nation had 3,750 warheads, the agency adding that number was nearly a 90% reduction in the stockpile's peak from over 31,000 in fiscal year 1967. When the feds last disclosed the number in the stockpile, the country had more than 3,800 in 2017. Reporting from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Democrats have all kinds of bad news, and they got minions out there. They got people spewing this nonsense. They got late night finger quotes comics. They want you to believe you're an idiot if you don't get that shot, man. Gonna make it tough on you. Gonna make your life miserable. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network.com 844-551-8255. Fewer than 500 children have died from the WHO flu since figures were first recorded May 20th of 2020, the CDC said, a figure exponentially outnumbered by children killed in drownings, gun violence incidents, and other fatal injuries. A total of 498 children have been killed by COVID up to the week ending September 23, which are the most recent CDC figures available. Most children in the U.S. die as a result of various accidents, including car crashes, drowning, and from being shot, the CDC says. A total of 3,343 children, 19 and under, lost their lives in traffic accidents in 2019, while there is an estimate that almost 4,000 children dying of fatal accidental drownings every year. Why don't we outlaw cars and water? Why don't we have a shot for that? Maybe the CDC and the WHO can get with all the big pharma companies and figure out a shot so kids don't die in car accidents or under bullets in cities like Chicago, Baltimore, Cleveland, Cincinnati, Houston, etc. Is there a shot for leftism? How about we get the pharmaceutical companies to work on that? We've mapped the human genome. We know the parts of your genetic makeup that cause stupidity. Why can't we just map that out? Yeah. What else we got? Well, as it turns out, Project Veritas did what Project Veritas does. Project Veritas was not only looking at Johnson & Johnson, who they exposed in their under-camera expose, where the J&J people were saying, hey, look, I ain't getting this shot. I won't recommend my family get this shot. By the way, this shot can cause cancer. Don't say you heard it from me. That's from the horse's mouth. Scientists over there, they talk about the science all the time, right? That is the science. The shot's not even, I don't know, they say it's 60% effective. Maybe that's good enough for some people. It isn't for me. Anyway, J&J got exposed. Who else? Project Veritas exposed Pfizer, which tells me, Moderna, you're next. Here's what a guy said at Pfizer. When somebody is naturally immune, now you're going to, look, you're going to find this very difficult to believe, and you may have heard it somewhere else, so it's a conspiracy. But he said, when someone is naturally immune, like they got COVID, they probably have more antibodies against the virus. When you actually get the virus, you're going to start producing antibodies against multiple pieces of the virus. So your antibodies are probably better at that point than the COVID vaccination, said scientist Nick Carl. The city of New York needs like vax cards and everything. It's just about making it so inconvenient and for the unvaccinated people to the point where they're just like, F it, I'll get it, you know? They want you worn out. They want you to lose your job, your friends. They want you to lose your life to the point where you're just like, oh, it's literally torture. It's what they do in torture. It's just a slow thing over time. And finally, you just go, man, shoot. I can't do anything without this stupid card. Yeah, you can. I already told you. If you can't be happy in your own surroundings, you got a problem. I realize eating out at a restaurant's a fun thing. I tell you what, you can order food and have it sent to your house. And why don't you sit down with your family there? It's more convenient. What about, I know this is not something you can do every day, but if you want to have that fun night out, hire a personal chef. They'll come to your house and cook for you. And I'll even bet you something. I'll bet you can find a personal chef who'll cook for you and won't even have to wear a mask, won't even care about the mask. I bet you we could build an ecosystem that does not depend on anybody that wants to put this stuff, you know, mask or whatever. Oh, Kevin, the medical complex, the education complex. Trust me, you can, anything that's happening, you can find people that say, I will treat you. I will engage with you. And what's going to be happening on their side? Total chaos is coming. I've already warned you. These Wu flu vaccines are killing people. These mandates are causing mass hysteria. You have both of those things. You don't have a recipe for, people are not going to go, oh, let us comply. We must now comply. They're going to be even more angry. What do you think these New York healthcare workers, what, 1,400 of the largest system fired, and the healthcare family, whatever they call it, they announce, we proudly want to announce that we are 100% vaccinated. Well, last time I checked, that mandate said the following. Not that I even give a crap about it. It said either you can get the shot or you get weekly testing. So everybody who's fired, they can get their job. You say, no, I didn't want it. I opted for weekly testing. So that's what the mandate said. Well, we followed the government mandate. No, you didn't. Trust me, folks. Trust and believe. Lawyers are all over this. Now, I talk about this stuff because I'm putting it in the context of the Democrats having massive problems. In the first hour, I told you the education secretary said with his own mouth that he was asked, are parents primarily responsible for the education of their kids? He goes, oh, no, I think it's a responsibility of the, you know, I mean, they have a part. He says they have a part. And he said it in such a way that they got this little role. They play a little role. We play the bigger role. I'm going to tell you this. If the school system is playing a bigger role in the education of your kids, don't be surprised when they become leftists. You should be playing a role. Whatever the school gives them, great. Give them more. Let them know. I'll listen. When my son comes home and he talks about, well, the school said this. I go, yeah, she knows a little. That's okay. But here's some more information. So you know what he looks at? The eyes that he looks at when he sees that I can instantaneously go, your teacher doesn't know enough. Here's what's really going on. And he goes, huh, I thought so, Dad. Yeah, yeah.
It's respect for me. And now when the next professor comes to him and says something, he'll be like, man, let me check with my dad on that. You are responsible. Anyway, let's go back to this virus. Because this virus is backfiring on the Democrats. These teachers are now protesting. And, oh, Kevin, there's only 1,400. That group has 76,000 employees. They all got tested. They all got shots. Okay. It's 1,400 people who have how many people each surrounding them? I mean, let's just make it an average of three. They have three people directly. I'm talking about a spouse or a child. Okay? And you know it's more. But let's just make it three. So we've got 1,400 times three. We got 4,200 people now who are in that ecosystem. Now, how many people do you think they know? Directly. All of them together. I'm saying it's a family issue. I'm only looking at their immediate family, just 4,200 people on average. How many people are they 1 degree of separation from? All of them, those 4,200 people. 1 degree. Their dry cleaner, the grocery person, the kid who delivers pizza, other family members who know that that family was impacted by some draconian law that has nothing to do with their ability to do their job. One day they're doing their job properly, the next day because they won't get a shot, they lose their job. So what do you want to give them, 10? You want to give them 10 people that they know? You and I know there's more than that. You could give them 100. So if you give them 100, that's 42,000 people. Now, expand that one more. Oh, I know of a person who got fired. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I can't believe it. Janie got fired? That kind of thing. You get where I'm going? This is not good news for the Democrats. Workers are already out of work and don't want to fill jobs. Now, many of these people are going to go get jobs elsewhere where it doesn't matter, and they're going to go tell their stories. 4,200 people now can go out spreading and telling stories, and they have an ecosystem minimally of 42,000 that's 1 degree of separation. And what is their crime? These are hospital workers. When I say teachers, hospital workers. Teachers as well, though. Teachers in New York are protesting. F Joe Biden and de Blasio is what they were chanting the other day. How many of those people are impacted? How many of the whatever number have been now fired from their jobs are only 1 degree of separation from people knowing what's going on?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork and Line Tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork and Line Tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork and Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar 4 or more times a day and inject insulin 3 or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. That alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guide with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Mike, you're talking about how you have 48 Democratic votes right now. The other two have been pressured over the weekend by activists. Joe Manchin had people on kayaks show up to his boat. TLS. Senator Sinema last night was chased into a restroom. Do you think that those tactics are crossing a line?
I don't think they're appropriate tactics, but it happens to everybody. From the only people it doesn't happen to are people who have Secret Service standing around them. So it's part of the process. Yes.
Wow, talk about a poster child for self-protection. Welcome back, everybody. more part of Joe Biden's problems and the silliness. The guy can't even, I mean, look, I don't know what your answer should be, and it's not a political answer to say nobody should have to go through that. Nobody. A senator who represents the people, if she feels like she's representing the people and you want to meet with her, go meet with her at her office. Do not stalk her. Do not follow her. He's essentially saying it's okay. This is what we do. This is what Democrats do, man. We pressure our people. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. I can think of nothing that Captain Demento has done that has been successful in helping Americans. He's done much to hurt us, but nothing's been successful in helping us. His foreign policy is disaster after disaster after disaster. I dare, call me up. Leftists, you want to have this debate? 844-551-8255. Total disasters. China flew over Taiwan 56 times, invading their airspace. You want to know why they did that? Because Joe Biden offers zero protection to Taiwan. Zero. If China wants to, the only reason why China has not decided to take over Taiwan right now is because they're concerned about what the world will say, not because of the threat of America and our bases being in Japan. Are you kidding? They chuckle at that idea. His domestic policies, Joe Biden, failures, failure after failure after failure. And this with a media that is complicit. Media, Congress, social media, all complicit. He can't gain any traction with anything. They try to skew you. They want you to believe the most impossible stuff. Joe Biden's, I saw an IBP poll for Joe Biden. Joe Biden's polling at 53% approval rating. His lowest since we began polling. But there's a Rasmussen poll that shows him at 56% disapproval. And keep in mind, none of these polls are polls that are things that are going to lean towards the Republicans. So even when you get 56% negative, 43% positive, add 5 points to the negative and subtract 5 points in the other direction, and you're probably closer to reality. Afghanistan's going to haunt Joe Biden and the Democrats for years. Leave no man behind. We do not negotiate with terrorists. We don't leave $83 billion of hardware, military hardware. We don't leave, you know, people that helped us in a lurch, which is what we did in every single one of these things. His policies are so bad, even Democrats are beginning to wonder about his dementia again. I mentioned earlier, there was a point in the campaign where 20% of Democrats thought Joe Biden had dementia. Show me how you win when 20% of your party goes, that dude's not all there. Let me ask you this. Would you vote if Donald Trump was demented and he was forgetful and he was doing the things that Joe Biden was? Do you think that Donald Trump could have won in 2016 if he showed any types of the signs of dementia that Joe Biden showed? Easy question. You know he couldn't have won if he said, you ain't black, right? Or he held out, was in a dungeon the entire time. Wouldn't hold rallies, couldn't get 16 people together to come see him. I could go on. If Trump was anything close to Biden, there's no way he gets elected in 2016. Biden does have a bright spot, though. I always like to leave you with some positive news. Crackhead success. I called my boys, and I told them, I so hate that I wasted all that energy to get you guys into college. All the time spent studying with you. And my oldest son, we fly to up northeast. We go to Princeton. We go to Wharton. And when he chose Wharton, we went there. We matriculated him in. He graduates 4 years later, a magna cum laude graduate of one of the top business schools in the world. And I sit back and I go, why did I waste all this time on this kid? He could have been a crackhead. I called them all. I said, hey, look, if you guys are interested, I will buy you all the crack you want right now. My youngest son, forget college, boy. We're gonna go find a dealer. Yeah, because see, I know a crackhead who's living large, and he's good news for his daddy. Chip off the old block. You know, the old apple doesn't fall far from the tree kind of thing. You know, the guy who the military leaders disputed his decision-making because he took the troops out of Afghanistan before he evacuated the people? See, that is quality crackhead thinking right there. And we look at Hunter and go, oh, Hunter, man, he's a crazy man. Hunter had a perfect example of crackhead living the entire time he was growing up. He's got a father who's a pathological liar. He lied about everything. There's nothing Joe Biden touched that he did not lie about. He lied about his academic record. He lies about his Senate record. He lies about the number of push-ups he can do. He lies about his racism. He lies about who his friends were, which are all cross-burning members of the KKK and other separatist organizations. He called them good guys and has the nerve to say of Donald Trump to still perpetuate a lie that Trump said there are good people on both sides and that Trump was agreeing that the neo-Nazis were good people. When Joe Biden has said with his own lips, those guys are my friends. So if you want to know why Hunter is a crackhead, I give you Joe. Hunter Biden has made sex tapes. He's got a stolen laptop that is in the hands of Russians that is being used against him and everybody. This information we're currently getting, I guarantee, is coming off that laptop. He's got a laptop he left at the repair shop that had him doing coke, that had him with prostitutes, that had him with Malia Obama's credit card. I could go on. It had him doing criminal activity on camera. Some say with underage girls. I don't know. He's got obvious ties to Russia, accepting a $3.5 million check from a Russian oligarch. He was receiving money for something he knows nothing about, oil and gas. Millions of dollars. He got over $2 million book deal. And the dude, can you imagine that this guy's actually writing his book? I think they just had somebody say, here's his laptop, go write a book for him. But he gets a $2 million book deal. He's selling art in the thousands of dollars per piece. They won't even tell you who's buying the art. You can bet that crap's going to end up on Democrat bundlers and donors' walls as they make more and more contributions. You've got an original Hunter Biden. I'm sure he's a new Andy Warhol. Don't be shocked if you hear that the Smithsonian, before the dude's even dead, is putting Hunter's artwork up. Yeah, I told my kids, y'all are getting ready to go on crack. It's going to be mandated in my house. We're going to give everybody crack shots. And by the way, do any of you have crackheads in your family? Do you? Are they doing as well as Hunter? You want to talk about giving Kim Kardashian a run for her money and popularity? More people know Hunter Biden because of his sex tape, his coke binges, him with prostitutes talking on camera about the Russians stealing his laptop, and I could go on. Where Kim shows off her body for attention, Hunter is a Renaissance man. He shows off his body. I mean, full frontal nudity, back nudity. Nudity with prostitutes, snorting coke off of their stomachs, and all kinds of crazy stuff. The dude is an artist, an author, a photographer, a videographer, a relative bon vivant, a world traveler. Can you imagine how history is going to remember this Renaissance man? Oh my goodness. I got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.